Greetings and welcome to another podcast on AmazingPages.com. This is, I guess you would say, Is It a Miracle? Part 2. I mentioned earlier about the absolutely undeniable miracle that happened to me. Whereas, you gotta listen to it. I can give it to you a very abbreviated version here again in case you're just tuning into this podcast and don't know, but I'm suffering from cancer, acute myeloid leukemia. It's very serious. I have a drug interaction one evening and I'm rushed to the hospital. I stop breathing and I get to this hospital and I'm revived and I'm eventually taken from emergency and put into a semi-private room. On the other side of the room, There's a curtain drawn. I can't see who's there. I hear a gentleman praying softly, and I didn't think anything about that at all. People pray when they're in the hospital. A little later, I hear this gentleman... a little later, what happened was that they had a visitor, I guess. And this individual was a very demonstrative prayer. Lord Jesus, bring your healing power down upon this, you know, that kind of a thing. And it kind of made me cop an attitude that I had a bunch of homeless nuts next to me. A little later, I could hear the gentleman once again, and I think he was alone this time, praying, but this time in tongue, using my name and my wife's name. He hadn't been introduced to us. They had no idea who we were. We had no idea who they were. A little later still, he came over to our side of the room and said, I know your husband's in a tremendous amount of pain. Do you mind if I pray over him? He said this to my wife. She said, well, of course, please. So he said some words over me, held my hands closely, looked directly into my eyes. He was no more than a foot and a half away from me. And when he concluded, he said, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I responded, well, I'm Catholic. And he looked at me, very well-groomed guy, and once again he said, but have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I responded this time with, yes, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I am a Catholic. And then he began to pull his hands back, and I grabbed him, and I said, I want to thank you so much for your kindness. By the way, what's your name? This is what blew me away. He looked me straight in the eye. And he said, what do you call me? I was blown away. I said, no, seriously, what's your name? He again looked at me and said, what do you and your people call me? And then he slowly withdrew his hands, returned to his side of the room, and within 10 minutes, he and everybody else associated with him were gone, and I have no idea who they were or where they came from. So that's what happened to begin with. Now, since that time, and what happened immediately after that was that I had no more pain, and I went to the doctor. I mean, I was in a lot of pain, okay? But the minute that happened, I had no more pain. I haven't had a pain pill since. This is months now. And when I went back to the doctor 3 days later, they couldn't find any leukemia in me. They couldn't find any cancer in my system at all. Now, I still underwent my bone marrow transplant because with bone marrow transplants, you have to be in remission or cancer-free, at least to a degree, in order to get a transplant, which is considered a cure. So now I'm 123 days beyond my transplant. So, but, you know, I got a little news last week. It was kind of upsetting. It said that on my recent tests, they detected a abnormality in my cell structure, which was a marker that my cells were unable to mature. It's very difficult to explain if you're not a medical person, and I don't really understand what they told me, but basically it's like the cancer can come back. And I that started throwing me for a little bit of a loop. Well, here I went through this miraculous healing, I don't know what else to call it, or there's just this miraculous, it's unbelievable. I can't really explain it to you in adequate words, but You know, I was getting down again because of this new news that I may be looking at cancer returning. And so, for whatever reason, the day before, which was a Saturday, and I would normally attend Saturday Mass because I'm trying to stay away from crowds. So Saturday afternoon, late afternoon Mass is very sparsely attended at the church on the island here. And I decided we would go to that. However, it's spring break. I was coming home. The traffic on the bridge to get to my house was absolutely insane. Long story short, I didn't get home in time to go to church. So the following day, my wife says, "Hey, why don't we always get up in the morning, have coffee, and just really take it slow in the morning. Just enjoy some conversation and just looking out over the water." And for whatever reason, this morning she tells me, she says, "Why don't we try to catch a Mass on TV?" And I'm like, "Okay, cool." I immediately just think, well, I'll switch on EWTN, which I just kind of found surfing through the other day. I didn't even know what station it was prior to that. So I put it on, and I'm right in the middle of a sermon. And the sermon was talking about people who want to see the face of God. Captivating. And then when they pan to the individual giving the sermon, I was dumbfounded, because the face of that individual is the face that asked me in the hospital, "Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" I looked over at my wife while this was happening, and she looked over at me and she goes, "That's the guy." We said it simultaneously. So much, she was so much so taken by this, she took a picture of the TV screen. You know, these are kind of impossible things. Once again, every word that was discussed in that one-hour television broadcast landed really impactfully on both of us, renewing our faith and our hope. You just can't explain this stuff, folks. So that's Is It a Miracle Part 2. And no, those bells are not an angel getting its wings. It's somebody at my front door. But in any case, now go on out and have yourselves an amazing day.